Today's shiur is Masech Avodah Zarah Daf Yotes. We're going to begin on Daf Yot Ches on the base, two lines from the bottom. Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rav Yonason. The pasuk, first pasuk of Tehillim, Ashrei Yesh Shalaholach Batzas Rishon. Who does this pasuk refer to? Zeh Avram Avinu. It refers to Avram Avinu Shalaholach Batzas Anshei Dor HaFloga, that he did not follow what the Anshei Dor HaFloga, as we all recall the story, tried to rebel against Hashem. Shur Sham Hayu Hu Rishon, as we remember the pasuk says, Shana Mahava Nivna Lanu Ir. Let's go build a city and try to rebel against Hashem. As Mefarshim explain, why does the Gemara believe that this pasuk refers specifically to Avram Avinu? So there are two pshatim I saw. One pshat is because, as the pasuk says, and we're going to discuss this more in a moment, the pasuk says, Ho Ish, the man, the great individual. Avram Avinu, as we all recall, was the person who believed in Hashem when no one else believed in Hashem. He was the only person that believed in Hashem. And therefore, calling somebody Ho Ish makes most sense to call Avram Avinu Ho Ish, that person. Another pshat, as we'll see, the Marsha explains, the Gemara now is going to interpret how this parak of Tehillim very much relates to the life of Avram Avinu. And the only person that all of the description that the pasuk, that the psukim show, that we could find that all of these psukim match his history of his life, is Avram Avinu. And that's why the Gemara says that this pasuk is referring to Avram Avinu. Ubedarach atom lo amad, continues the pasuk, shlo amad bamidas sedaim. He didn't participate with the Sodom, Shechatayim Hayu, who was sinners, Shenema, as the pasuk says, V'anshi Sodom Roim V'chatayim L'Hashem Ma'oid. The morale explains, here we find that the Anshi Dor HaFloga are called Rishon, and we find that the Anshi Sodom are called Chatom. What's the difference between Chatom and Rishon? He explains, Chatom are people who have character deficiencies. The Sodom, we know, were people that were bad people. They would never let a guest in town. They would never give any tzedakah. But they weren't people that were trying to spread rishus. They just didn't behave as they should. The Anshei Dor HaFloga weren't just doing the wrong thing. They tried to make a culture and a philosophy out of doing the wrong thing and spread that. And that's why they wanted to build a migdal against Hashem. That's a rasha. A person who tries to convince others to do bad is not just a chayta, he's a rasha. U'mayshev leitzim layashav, shlayashav u'mayshev anshi plishtim. He didn't participate with the plishtim, u'mnei shlatzonim hayu. Shnema, v'hi ketayv libam, we all recall the story of Shimshon, where they wanted to discover what was the source of Shimshon's strength. And the pasuk says, as they were partying, v'yayim ekar l'shimshon, v'yisachik lan, who let Shimshon join us in these parties. So it's a Gevalde Gevart from Chaim Shmulevitz. The story of Avram Avinu with the Plishtim happened many generations before the story of Shimshon. So how do we know that the Plishtim in the time of Avram Avinu will atzon him if the Plishtim in the times of Shimshon will atzon him? Says Chaim Shmulevitz, if you find that somebody has bad character traits, it's in the genes, it's in the DNA. If the Plishtim in the times of Shimshon was such letzanim, they didn't get it themselves. It was in their genetic makeup that came already from their forefathers that were there in the time of Avram Avinu. And of course, it goes the other way too. If you find somebody is a good person, it's not just he that's good, he has it in his genes from previous generations. The Mashal, as I said a moment ago, shows how all these psukim are very much related to Avram Avinu. He says as follows. We start with Dor HaFloga, that Avram Avinu lived together with everybody else. And they all went to build the Migdal, and he didn't go along. That's what the pasuk says, Shloihalach. He didn't join them. Regarding Sodom, we recall, the pasuk teaches us about the war, that the Sodom had the four kings against the five kings. And Avram Avinu, not willing to participate with them, be part of their group, Shloi Omar, he didn't participate in being with them. And When it comes to Plishtim, we look at the words that the Pasuk says, the Mashah. Avraham Avinu went to live in Plishtim, but the Pasuk doesn't say Vayeshev, it says Vayogar. It was a temporary dwelling. He didn't want to become part of that society. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashri Ish Yorei Es Hashem. Ask the Gemara, Ashri Ish, V'loi Ashri Isha. The Pasuk speaks about a man, not a woman. So Taisus asks, why here does the Gemara make this diuk? Ashri Ish, V'loi Ashri Isha. Why doesn't the Gemara make the same diuk in the Pasuk that we taught from, Ashri Hoish? So Taisus answers, there's a difference when the Pasuk uses the words Ashri Ish versus when the Pasuk uses the words Hoish. Hoish isn't to be understood to exclude women. Ish means to exclude women. Another pshat that I saw is that we know what does the first parak in Tehillim say? Kiyim b'saros, and we're going to discuss this pasuk at length later. Kiyim b'tayros Hashem cheftzai u'b'sarosa yaga yomim v'loila. Women aren't obligated in Talmud Torah, so it's obvious that the women aren't included in that parak. But then I saw a beautiful verse in the Chassam Sofer. What else does that pasuk say? We discussed it in the previous year. U'v'moyshev leitzim layoshev. Says the Chassam Sofer, by men you have to be concerned that they're going to be part of a Moshe Leitzim. Women don't do that. Women aren't part of Moshe Leitzim. So women are certainly not included in that parasha. Again, Ashi Ish Yoras Hashem V'loy Ashri Isha. Amrav Amram Amrav Ashi Amrav Ashri Mish Asa Tshuva Kishuish. The right way to do tshuva is when you're young. Why is that the right way to do tshuva? Number one, because you don't get ingrained with the sin. Number two, to do tshuva when you're an old man and you're not anxious to do an aveira is no big deal. When you still have the ability to do the aveira and you don't. Rav Shuban Levi Omer, Ash Mishim Skabel Yitzrik Ish, somebody who overcomes his Yetzirah like a warrior. So what's the difference between what Rav says and Rav Shuban Levi says? Some explain that the nafkamina between Rav and Rabbi Shuvan, some say there is no nafkamina. That's how the Shloah explains the Gemara. Others say that nafkamina is that the Gemara has a debate. Who is greater, a tzaddik or a baal tshuva? And that's actually the debate of Rav and Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Rav says ashimish asa tshuva, that a baal tshuva is greater. And Shuvan Levi says ashimish gabel siyitzroi, somebody who's a tzaddik and never did an aveir is greater. Yet other mefarshim say that everybody agrees that a baal tshuva is greater, because that's what the Gemara says. There's nobody greater than a baal tshuva. However, the question is, who's considered a bigger baal tshuva? Somebody who does tshuva when he's young, or somebody who does tshuva when he's old? Because an argument can be made for either way. On one hand, when somebody is young and he's still anxious to do the aveira and does tshuva, that shows real strength. On the other hand, he hasn't yet gotten accustomed to doing aveiras. He's a young person. On the other hand, an older person doing tshuva, it's harder because he's already accustomed to that way. But it's easy because he doesn't have that much desire to do an aveira, and that's the machloikus of Rav Mishum Levi. Continue the Gemara. B'mitzvoisav, chavetz ma'oid, Amar Rav Elazar, b'mitzvoisav, v'loy b'scham mitzvoisav. What he's anxious to do is the mitzvah because Hashem said so, but he doesn't do it for the reward. V'ani the tnan, Mishnah Perkei Avos, hu ayoyim, al tiyik avodam ha'mishan from Sarav. Amanas l'kabel pras. Don't be like servants who work for the salary. So the Baba now asks that the Torah many times speaks about tzchar. So why is the Gemara saying that tzchar is unacceptable? The pasuk we say it every day, three times a day. Leman yibu yamechem. That speaks about tzchar. Answers the Baba now. One isn't that supposed to be aware that the tzchar. Of course we have to be aware of schar. What the Gemara means to say here is, just because you're aware that there's a benefit, doesn't mean that's why you should do the mitzvahs. Another pshat that I saw, the Mashal says, the Gemara says that our actions should be like the action of an Eved Kenani. What's, like, Avodah Masham Shem Sarav. What does it mean that's an action of an Eved Kenani? So, the Gemara, we learned it together, Masech Tiksuba says, that the owner of an Eved Kenani could tell his Eved Kenani, Asay imi v'eini zancha. You gotta work, but I won't support you. Most owners, however, don't do that. Because if the Eved's gonna have to take care of himself, either he won't, and you won't have much of an Eved, or he's gonna spend his time doing that, and you won't get much work. But the fact that the owner has a right to say that to the Eved causes that the Eved should show, feel gratitude to his owner, because if the owner didn't want to support him, he could always get away with it. That's supposed to be our attitude to Hashem. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great to us. But we should realize that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is Chesed Hashem. He doesn't have to do it. Tosfos asks, this is the famous Gemara, it's Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, that the Gemara says that Ha'aymet Tzela Zut Tzedaka. Somebody says, I'm going to give this seller Shvil Sheyichye B'ni in order that my son should live. Ha'reiz Etzad HaGomer. So we see, ask Tosfos, that giving Tzedaka on the with the intention to have benefit is a tzaddik. So why is our Gemara saying, why is our Gemara saying it's not acceptable? So Tosfos says that Pshat in the Gemara is that you're allowed to give tzedakah with the intention of having a positive outcome. What the problem with our Gemara means is that let's say you give tzedakah with the hope for a positive outcome, but it doesn't happen. You're not allowed to be toil or shyness. You're not allowed to regret what you did. That's Tosfos' teretz. Another teretz that I saw is tzedakah is different. In all other mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do it for schar. But tzedakah, the Torah says, b'chanuni no b'zois, im lo eftach lechem merubis ha-shmaim ad b'lidai. So tzedakah, you're allowed to do for schar. Why? That's what I'm afraid to explain, because tzedakah doesn't only do, it's not only for you. What you do for yourself, you're not allowed to do for schar. But I also gave tzedakah to that poor person. And that poor person now has it easier because of me. For that, I'm getting the schar. A third shot that I saw is that if a person gives the amount of tzedakah that he's obligated to do, he doesn't have a right to ask for schar. What does the Gemara mean that you're allowed to expect schar for tzedakah? If you give more than you're supposed to give, then you're entitled to schar. But then one more vart, a beautiful, beautiful vart from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says there are two types of people that do mitzvahs. He says sometimes people do mitzvahs because they want to get schar. And then there are people who do mitzvahs because it's the right thing to do. What's the difference between these two type of people? Says the Beis Halevi. Somebody who does mitzvahs only for schar, we don't have a guarantee that his children will follow his way. Because his children will say, you know what? Our father thought that that was the best deal. We think there's another deal. But somebody who does mitzvahs because that's the right thing to do, and he's mechanech his children that a mitzvah you do because that's the right way to live, then his children will follow his way. Ashrei ish, says the pasuk in Tehillim. Ashrei ish, that Ashrei ish, she, just looking for the words. Ashrei ish, yiras Hashem. Somebody who's a yiras Hashem, not for schar mitzvah. What will be his schar? Give the eretz yeh, dor yisharim yivayrach. Somebody who does mitzvahs, not for schar, he's doing mitzvah because that's what Hashem wants. The schar, you know what will happen to him? Dor Yisharim Yivarach. His children will continue doing mitzvahs. That's the guarantee to have doiris, to have generations that follow the way of Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Ki im b'tayrus Hashem cheftzoy. Amar Rav, ein adam leim b'tayra, el b'makum shali b'chofetz. A person only learns Torah what he wants to learn. Shenemar, ki im b'tayrus Hashem cheftzoy. Says the Levi, Reb Shimon, Rebbe Yosef Kamei, the Rebbe. Rebbe and Reb Shimon, Rebbe were sitting by Rebbe, the Kapasik Sidra, and they finished learning one of the Svarim of Tanakh, Salak Sifra. So they were going to start a new Sefer. And in fact, the Mepharshim say, this is the source for the Minig, that whenever you make a Siyim, you should begin immediately learning something new at the Siyim. Furthermore, this is the source for the minig in certain shuls, that they say Adon Olam at the end of davening. What do you say Adon Olam at the end of davening? You start davening with Adon Olam. So just like you start with Adon Olam, you finish with Adon Olam, that you should connect, you're ready to go into the next tefillah. So now there's a question, they're having a question, what should they learn? Levi Amalai Salam Mishle. Levi said, let's learn Mishle now. Rav Shimon Barabi Amalai Salam Tehillim. Let's learn Tehillim now. Kafi Levi, they forced Levi, Vasi Yitilim. And they learned Tehillim first. Why? So two explanations in the Mepharshim. One explanation is because if you follow the order of Ksuvim, Tehillim comes before Mishle. Another pshat is that Tehillim represents Yerushalayim. Mishle represents Chachma. And as it says in Pirkei Avos, Mishi Rasoi Kedemus L'Chachmasoi, Chachmasoi Miskayemus. So that's why they said we should learn Tehillim first. kimata hachum, but when they started learning the first, right away to this parak in Tehillim, where it says ki im b'tzayrus Hashem cheftzoy, parish Rabbi v'oma, Rabbi explained that pasuk as we just explained it. The ein adam loy matari al b'makom shali b'chafetz. You only learn what you want to learn. So now Levi said, so I can leave the yeshiva. The santi lirshus lamad. Because I want to learn Mishlei, I don't want to learn Tehillim, and a person should only learn what he wants to learn. Continues the Gemara. Amar Avdimi Bar Chama, Kol Oisik B'Taira. Whoever learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ois Lechavtzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants his desires. Shnemar, Ki Im B'Tairas Hashem Chavtzai. And as the Mefarshim explained, you did what Hashem wants of you, so Hashem will do what you want of him. Amar Rava, La'il Amil Med Adam Tair B'Makam Shali B'Chavtz. Shnema im b'taras Hashem cheftzai. Machloikis. Some say that Rav is not really saying anything different than we learned before. The Mashal says that he is saying different. Before we were talking about what to learn. What he wants to learn. He's not talking about what to learn. He's speaking about where to learn. A person can only learn where he wants to learn. And in fact, the Paiskim say, the Ratvaz, and other Paiskim say this, that this is not only for learning. It's for davening also. A person should daven where he wants to daven. That's where you should tell a person to daven. Up to the point, I'm just repeating it, the Ratvaz says at the end of that tshuva, Lulei de Mistafina, were I not concerned to say this, if you're in a situation, he says, where the only shul, you live in a city where there's only one shul, and you're not comfortable in davening in that shul, you're much more comfortable davening b'yechidus, it could be that you should daven b'yechidus. He says, Luli the Mr. Finna, and the Mishnah Berurah clearly doesn't pass him that way. The Mishnah Berurah says you should daven b'minyan. I saw interesting shaila that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses. He says, let's say there's only one shul in your community, and in that shul they talk. You don't want to daven in a shul where they speak during davening. So you daven b'yechidus. What should you do? So he says, still, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah would tell you to daven b'minyan. Shenema ki im b'taras Hashem cheftzai. V'amir Rava. B'tchil in the krash of Shema Shekadosh Baruch Hu. At the beginning, Torah is called on the shame of Hashem. U'b'soif in the krash of Shema. Then it's called on your name. Shenema, the pasuk begins, b'taras Hashem cheftzai. It's called Hashem's Torah. And then, the pasuk reverts, u'b'taras ha'yagiyayim v'layla. So the Arizal says, how does the Torah become your Torah? What do? To get ownership of something, you have to make a kinyan. What's the kinyan? How somebody takes ownership of Torah. Says the Arizal, if you mechadish chedushim in Torah, that's how you are kind of the Torah. That's the way you take ownership of Torah. But there's a beautiful vartier from the Satmar Rebbe. He makes an interesting observation. He says, when you get an aliyah, so we make brichas Torah before, and we make brichas Torah after. He says, you make an interesting observation. In the brichas Torah that we say before we get an aliyah, we say Shabbat Chabonu Kolamim, V'noslanu Es Tarasai. In the bracha that we say after aliyah, Ashnoslanu Tairas Emes. Why is the Torah called Tairas Emes in the bracha after aliyah, not in the bracha before the aliyah? Says the Satmar Rebbe. He says, before you get an aliyah, it's Tairas Hashem. The Tairas Hashem is Emes. Of course it's Emes, it's Tairas Hashem. But once you learned, so Agamar says, once you learn, it becomes your Torah. Your Torah is not guaranteed that it's Emes. So we have to make a bracha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should make sure that it's Tairas Emes, that your Torah, that's yours, is really Emes. Furthermore, I saw from the Eglei Tal, Avni Nezer, says in his Agdama, Agamar is the proof for a very important concept, and we actually say it every day. He says that we know, generally, the rule is mitzvah lav lehen esnitnu. Not mitzvahs weren't made for enjoyment. We have to do the mitzvahs because Hashem told us to do the mitzvahs. So what is if somebody enjoys what he learns? So how is that a mitzvah? Mitzvah lav lehen esnitnu. But if our Gemara says that ein adam loymed, that you only learn what you want to learn and where you want to learn, so what is our Gemara teaching us, says Avni Nezer? That enjoyment in Torah is crucial to your success. Otherwise you shouldn't have a right to choose where and what. And actually we say it every morning. Because we say in the Birch Satayah every morning, V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu. We ask that the Torah be sweet, that we enjoy our learning. Continues the Gemara. V'amirava. Lo'olam ligras inish. a person should learn. Vavgav the mishakach, even though if you forget your learning. Vavgav the layoda my kamer, even if you don't actually know what you're learning. Shenemar, gorsa nafshli sa'ava. Gorsa ksiv. Gorsa means big pieces that weren't grained in ground well. Vloksiv tochna. A person should learn, and even if he doesn't retain. However, the Magen Avraham says that that's not called learning. So I saw the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains there's a difference between you learn Torah Shebaksav versus Torah Shebapeh. Torah Shebaksav you should learn even if you don't necessarily understand it. Torah Shebapeh, without understanding the Gemara, there's no point in learning it. Similarly, the Mefarshim say, those who are up to this, that learn Kabbalah, those that learn Zayar, even if they don't understand it, it's considered that they learned. The Chidah makes a different distinction. The Chidah says as follows. It says, if somebody has the mental capacity to understand his learning, he has no right to learn without understanding. If somebody, Nebuch, doesn't have the capacity, he should do the best he can. Rava Roma. Rava asked the following question. Ksiv. It says in the Pasuk, Agape, Ksiv Al-Kisei. First the Torah says like it's on wings, and then it says it's on a chair. B'tchila Al-Gape, L'Ksoif Al-Kisei. So Rashi explains that the Pshat in the Pasuk is that Agape, it's on wings. A Talmud should learn in different yeshivas, expose himself to different methods of learning. And then afterwards he should set himself up in one way. Another Pshat that I saw is at the beginning Torah is on the wings, it's hard. It's up in the sky, it's hard to understand Torah. But once a person gets accustomed to learning, then it becomes much closer to you, like the chair that you sit on. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, B'roish Meroimim, B'ksiv Al Derech. Again, similar. B'tchil B'roish Meroimim, it's hard to understand the Torah, it's hard to delve into it, but once you get into it, B'psoif Al Derech. Ula Rami, Ksiv, Shesei Mayim Mebarcha. So the Torah is called like a pit. B'ksiv Noizlim B'toich Berech, it's like a well. Answers the Gemara, B'tchil Shesei Mebarcha. At the beginning, it's like a pit. Here two pshatim. First, when a person learns, he isn't able to be mechadish. He just has to figure out what the Gemara says. But then once he gets accustomed to learning, mebercha, it becomes like a well that flows further, that you're able to be mechadish chedushim. Another pshat is at the beginning when you learn, you have to learn for yourself. Once you, however, become a Talmud Chacham, mebercha, you become like a well that you're able to teach others. Am Rav, Am Rav Schar, Am Rav Huna. May the Ksiv, Hoin Mehevel Yimat, the Kaibitz Ayad Yirba. Am Ois Adam Tarosa Chavilas Chavilas. If a person tries just to learn a lot without reviewing, Vim Mismat, he will forget his learning. Vim Kaibitz Ayad, but if he learns a little bit, then reviews it till he makes sure that he knows it, Yirba, he will be successful. Am Rav, but this was always a problem that people didn't like to review. Amar Rava, Yadi Rabbanan Loham Milsa. The Rabbanan are aware of the importance of Chazara Vavrila, but they don't do it. The Divrei Yisrael, the Majlis Rebbe, says we have a rule throughout Shas. Ein Ribu Yacharibu Elamat. So he says Ribu Yacharibu. If you keep on trying to mass learning Elamat, you're not going to remember anything. The Ein Miut Achemiut. But if you only learn a little and work on remembering it, the rabbis, then you will retain it. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Ana avadite. I was careful to always review my learning. V'kaim biyadei, and I indeed retained it. Amar Rav Shizmi Shmeid Rav Loza Ben Azarya. May deksiv lo yachra mi etzeda. Lo yachra v'lo yarech yom tzad de remoi. A person who tries to fool people as if he really knows something, but he doesn't, won't be successful. And like the Mefarshim say, lo yachra v'lo yarech yomim, not only won't he have a Arichas Shomim, he won't even have a Arichas Yomim. Rav Shesh Shama, Tzayid HaRamoy Yachrik. He says the opposite. Somebody who follows the methods of a cunning hunter will be successful. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Kiyasar Rav Dimi, Amen Moshel Adam Shetzot Tzipayrim. If somebody is a hunter of birds, Im Meshabek Nefer Shul Rishonim, Kulam Meskayem Es Biyodai, Vim Lav Enim Meskayem Es Biyodai, which means as follows. If somebody captures birds. So how do you make sure that the birds won't fly away after you capture them? So what they used to do is, they used to break the wing of the bird. Now that takes time. And at that time, you could have been capturing other birds. But the person who's smart moves slowly and methodically. He takes, captures a bird, breaks its wing, knows that that's secure, and goes on to the next bird. That's the smart person. So too with your learning. Make sure what you learned you have. If you don't do it, it will fly away. You should be like a tree that's planted, but not that firmly. What does that mean? If you learn Torah from one Rebbe, you have to expose yourself to many different ways. Rav Chisda Rabbonin. Rav Chisda said to his Talmidim who were learning the Shir, being in the Emel Chumilsa, I want to say something in the Shir. However, I am concerned the Shvikas Leve Azli, that after I say this, I'm going to lose all my Talmidim. If somebody learns Torah only from one Rebbe, Ein Arayis Sim Brachal Olam, he won't have success. So when they heard that it's not good to stay in the same yeshiva, Shefkur Vazal Kamei the Rav, they all left his yeshiva and went to Rav's yeshiva. Amalu, so he said, let's not get carried away here. Hani Mili Svara, to hear Lamdas, so you should expose yourself to different methods of Lamdas. Aval Gemara, when it comes to understanding the Girsas, the Rishonim say that was especially in those times when they learned Torah Shebal Peh, so it was very hard to remember exactly what it says. And if you're going to have different Rebbe's, you're really going to get confused. Mirav Adif. Kehecha Deloy Lifnik. Lishnei. In order that he should have all the Girsas correct. So I saw a beautiful pshat in this Gemara from the Papa Rav explaining what was Rav Chisda saying to his Talmidim. Rav Chisda was being mechanech his Talmidim with a very important lesson. It's perhaps a lesson that we as Rebbeim and parents also have the obligation to teach our children. He was teaching them as follows, that in Avodas Hashem, there are many different ways to be Oved Hashem, to serve Hashem. And all of the ways are correct. And that's what he's saying. That's what, how you begin with. You have to hear that there are different Rebbes with different drachim. That's one thing that everybody has to be tolerant of everybody else's derech and avodas Hashem, as long as it's a legitimate derech and avodas Hashem. However, just because there are so many drachim and avodas Hashem, everybody has to follow their Masorah and follow what their Rebbe, what their parents did. And that is the lesson to teach. That was the lesson he was trying to teach him. The pasuk says, "Apalge mayim." Om Rav Tancha Bechaloi. Loilam Yashlif Adam Shnoisov. A person should divide his life into three. Shlish b'mikra. A third of his life he should learn Chumash. Shlish b'mishnah. A third Mishnah. And Shlish b'talmud. Ask the Gemara, how can you do this? Mi yadi inish kamachai. Does a person really know how long he'll live to know how to divide his days that way? Answers the Gemara, ki kaminim b'yomi. So Rashi explains that it means Sunday, Monday learn Chumash. Tuesday, Wednesday learn Mishnah. Thursday, Friday learn Gemara. But Tosfos says that that doesn't help, because Tosfos says you don't know what day of the week you're going to expire. And that's why Tosfos says it means every day. Every day spend a third on Chumash, spend a third on Mishnah, and a third on Gemara. However, Tosfos says that is the source of the minig, that those that say Kabbonis every morning have all three of these in the Kabbonis. The Parashas HaTamid is Chumash, the Mishnah of Ezer Mekoyman is Mishnayis, and the Brice of Tanya Deberi Vishmo is Gemara. So that's why every day, if you say Kabbonis before you start a davening, you already accomplished this Gemara. So the question is, we don't do this. Why don't we do it? So Tosfos already, the Ritva answers that this is only when a person hasn't really mastered learning Chumash and learning Mishnah. But once a person learned Mishnah and Chumash and he mastered that already, he doesn't have to keep on learning it. Tosfos says that that's why we learn Talmud Bavli. Then that's what the name Bavli represents. Bavli, it has everything in it. Because in Talmud Bavli, we have, obviously, Gemara. We have Mishnayis. And we have Pesukim, like a Shia that we have today, with a lot of Pesukim. Actually, I saw an interesting tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. There's an ongoing question in Halacha. If somebody is learning Gemara, and he comes across a pasuk where the pasuk mentions Hashem's name, should say Hashem, or should say Hashem's name? And the Yaiv, and Rav Yaakov Emden, he says in the name of his father, says that you should say Hashem's name. Why? Because as Tosfos just taught us, When we are learning the psukim in the Gemara, we're not just learning Gemara. We're learning, that's our way of learning Chumash. So if you're learning Chumash and you're reading a pasuk, you have to say Hashem's name. So that's why he says that whenever you read a pasuk in the Chum, in the Gemara, and you come across Hashem's name, you should say out Hashem's name. And I many times I heard the Klaus Magareba speak, and whenever he read a pasuk in any of the shiurim, he said the, and it came across Hashem's name, he pronounced Hashem's name. Say the whole pasuk. You want to learn Chumash. Ashipiria be'itai. Amar Rava, imperia yitain be'itai. If you learn be'itai, alei ala yibol, then you will be successful. Mlav, if not, you won't. So Mepharshim explain, what does learning Torah be'itai mean? Poshpshar means being kavei itim l'Torah. That you have to have a kavias to learn every day. Others explain that you're supposed to learn the halachas of Yontif on Yontif. That means on Pesach you should learn Hilchas Pesach, on Rosh Hashanah you should learn Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. That's called Be'itai. V'mlav, v'mloim v'aleim akasav, Aleim akas oimer, loy kena rishayim. If you don't learn Torah with a kvias, with a set time, you will not be successful. Interesting that the Shach says that somebody who only has a limited amount of time to learn has to take out time to learn halacha. Why? Because that teaches you how to live. Amrav Abba, Amrav Hun, Amrav. Ma'idik Siv, Kirabim Chalolim Hipilei. Zatamach Laigil Ahira Umayra. Somebody who's not up to paskening and he paskens. On the other hand, Vetsumim Kol Harugah, said Talmud Shigil Ahira, that is a Talmud that is able to learn Vein Umayra. And he doesn't pasken when he can. Ask Amrav At Kama, until when should one avoid paskening? Ad mem shnin, until he's 40 years old. Ask the Gemara, for Rava Iri. We know that Rava didn't even leave 40 years, because Rava was from the base Eli, and the family of Eli was cursed that they wouldn't live till past 18. Only those that learned Torah, Rava lived to 40, Abai lived to 60, because he also did Chesed. So his whole life wasn't more than 40 years old. So obviously he paskin before he was 40. Answers the Gemara, Hasan b'shafin. So, which means as follows. If there's somebody in town that's equal to you, and you're younger, and he's older, you're below 40, then you shouldn't paskin until you're 40. But if there's nobody else, or you're greater, even though you're younger, then you should, then you could paskin even though you're below 40. It's very interesting that the Rambam doesn't quote this halacha about the age of 40. He paskins this halacha that somebody shouldn't paskin if he's not up to it, but it doesn't say anything about the age of 40. And Farshan tried to understand. The Gemara says clearly 40. Why does the Rambam omit that? So I saw two explanations. One explanation is that, and something that we spoke about earlier, in those days when they learned Torah Shebal Peh, the need for somebody to know, to have learned for many years was much greater because they didn't have any Sfarim to reference. Now that we have all of the Sfarim to reference, so if you say a Psak, you always have a Sefer to reference, it's easier to pass Gneshayla when you're younger. Another pshat that they say, the Ragachev interestingly says this pshat, in the times of the Gemara, there was smicha, we discussed it when we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, but it was a very serious smicha. That was if you were, you had a smicha to paskin dinei knosis. Most people didn't have that smicha. Nowadays, but the smicha that we have, I guess we would call it ordination, didn't exist. Nowadays we have smicha. And if somebody has, and it was already in the time of the Rambam, if somebody has smicha, that means whoever gave him smicha, hopefully a qualified individual, gave him smicha, it says that we're giving you, we know your age, and we're giving you smicha because you know that even though you're not 40 years old, you're qualified to paskin. And therefore, even if somebody's not 40 years old, but he does have smicha, he's allowed to paskin. V'leilo yibol, amrav achabar ada amrav. Amrali amrav achabar aba amrav huna amrav. Shafilu sichas chulun shal tamid hachamim. Even the mundane speaking of Talmid Chachamim Tzvichalimich. Nemar v'leyu layibol. The leyu is just the leaf. Even the leaf won't, needs limud. So I saw many pshatim. Posh pshat is that you can learn from a Talmud Chachim, not just when he gives a shir, but the way a Talmud Chachim says, speaks, what he says, how he says it, Tzvichalimud. Correct. Another pshat is Sichas Talmid Chachamim Tzvichalimud. Very important lesson. It's We all have to speak, you know, that's what part of being life is, that we have to communicate with others. Sichas Talmid Chacham Tzrich Limud is that first learn, then you can get to the Sichas Chulun. First Tzrich Limud, learn first, then do the Sichas Chulun. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is speaking to Rabbonim. Sichas Talmid Chachamim, you know what the speeches Talmid Chachamim should be making is? Tzrich Limud, that they should telling the people, limud, that they have an obligation to learn Torah. Don't make speeches about politics. Tzrich limud. Make speeches about learning. That's what our obligation as Rabbanim are. Another pshat that I saw is sichas chulin doesn't mean speak, but means suchas chulin, to how modest they are. We should learn from the Talmid Chachamim not only the way they speak, but the way they act in such a with such humility and modesty. That's something that we should learn from the Talmid Chachamim. V'cholash yasi atzliach. Amar Rishu ben Levi. Davazakos b'tayra. V'shonim b'neviim. U'mesholosh b'ksuvim. Kala oisig b'tayra. Whoever learns Torah, nechosav matzlich m'loi. He will be successful. Kos b'tayra. D'ksiv ishmatim is divrei apris azois. V'asisim oisam. L'man t'skilun asher tasun. That you should be successful in all your endeavors. Shonim b'neviim d'ksiv. L'yomim shef atara zemi picha. V'gis b'yom v'layla. So Mefarshim ask, unfortunately, we see people who learn Torah and they're not necessarily so successful. So why is the Gemara saying Kol Ois B'Tayra Nechasa Matzlichim? So Mefarshim give two answers that are actually implied in the words of Gemara. One is it has to be Oisik B'Tayra. Lasik. It doesn't mean that you just come to a shir. If you really orangutan are learning like they said in yeshiva, then you'll be Matzlich. But another pshat I saw is a beautiful pshat. Somebody who's learning Torah and really is learning, what is the most important asset that he has? Torah. He realizes that all the material assets that he have are really not that important. Kol Oisik B'Tayra. If you put your life into Torah, and Torah becomes what you're all about, Nechas Matzlichim, then you will be Matzliach in learning. Continues the Gemara. Machasher Belezer. Alexander came to town and made the following announcement. Mambay Chayev, Mambay Chayev. Who wants to live? Kanef Asa Kulam L'Gabes. Everybody came running. Everybody wants to live. Amrilei, Havlan Chaya, give us life. Amrilei, so he responded, Mi isha chavetz chayim, Netzol shan chamayra. Shema yama adam, Netzati l'shayim ra, V'svasa midar v'mirma. I've been careful. El chvazgar v'shina, the safest bet, we said this at the end of the yesterday shir, is just to stay in bed. You can't do anything wrong that way. Tamaloymer, that's not good enough. Sumara, v'say toiv. Ein toiv el toira. Shenemar, so first of all, I want to say a word from the Mary Emes. The Mary Emes says, you know, it's famous that why are we up the whole Shavuos night? Because at the time of Kabbalah for Torah, everybody was sleeping. So because of that, we're up. So he says, why were they sleeping? So he says, because only we who have Torah, so that's why I say Torah, stay up and learn. They didn't have Torah, so they should sleep. Mefarshim also asks, that our Gemara is saying that Arichas Yomim is achieved through avoiding Lashon Hara. But there are other mitzvahs that the Torah identifies how somebody will have Arichas Yomim, Kibbutz Ava'im, Shluch HaKain. Why is our Gemara focused on this pasuk more than the other psukim? So I saw three answers. One answer is that the power of not speaking Lashon Hara is the strongest guarantee for Arichas Yomim over everything else. That's what Gemara picked that pasuk. Another pshat is that the Gemara means to say that this is a pasuk in Tehillim. People think, you know, Tehillim is said if you have somebody who's not well, if somebody needs hatzlacha, you say Tehillim. Rav Alexandri and our Gemara are teaching us Tehillim isn't just to have Yeshua Hashem. Tehillim teaches us how we're supposed to live day by day. But then I saw a third teretz. The Gemara doesn't mean here Arichas Yomim, that you live long. The Gemara means Man Yav Chaya, who wants to have a good life. Of course, Kibra V'Aim, Shluch HaKayim, other mitzvahs guarantee a long life. Our Gemara isn't speaking about a long life. Our Gemara is speaking about a quality life. Man, boy, chayi, who wants to have a quality life? You know how you have a quality life? If you don't speak Lashon Hara, then your life will be a quality, geshmaka life. Back to Masechet Avodah Zarah. Higila, keep up. We learned in the Mishnah when they're building the structure for the Akum and they get to the dome, Mokum Shem Yimidim Ba Avodah Kochavim, it's the place where the Avodah Zarah was put. You shouldn't build that. However, says the Gemara, Amar Belozer Rabbi Yochanan, in Bona, if you did build it, Tzchar Mutar, you're allowed to benefit from the wages. Ask the Gemara, of course, Pshita, Misham Shei Avodah Kochavim, isn't this considered something that's used for Avodah Zarah? Only an accessory. Umsham Shevet is Kachavim, we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva, Ein Asurim Ad Sheyavdu. And here you didn't use it, so of course it's not Asur. Answered the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yimya, Leinitzchel Avoidus Kachavim Atzma. We're not speaking about an accessory, we're speaking about the Avoidus Zor itself. Ask the Gemara, Hanichlamandam Avoidus Kachavim, She Yisrael Asurim Yad. That the Avodah Zarah that belongs to Jew is immediately Aser B'Hanah, V'Shloivik Kacham Ad Shetaved, but the Avodah Zarah that belongs to a guy is only Aser when it was worshipped. So here we can understand why it's not Aser, because it wasn't yet worshipped. Elamandam, according to the opinion that we're going to learn, Shloivik Kacham Masura, that the Avodah Zarah of an Akum becomes Aser B'Hanah Miyad, so, and here we're speaking about the actual Avodah Zarah, so Michael Mema, why are you saying that you're allowed to benefit from it? Here we're speaking about a person who was contracted to construct an Avodah Kochavim. Avodah Kochavim, Makan Garmla. At what point does this Avodah Zarah become an idol? Gemar Malacha. At the last, when you finish making it, the aim is have a Gemar Malacha. At what point is the Avodah Zarah considered fully constructed? But Makush Achron, when you give it the last bang. And the last bang, less by Sheva Pruta, doesn't have in itself real value. And Al Makasavar, and Al Gemara is following the opinion of Yeshna Laskiris Metchilat Saif. We've discussed this in Masechet Kedushin. What the Gemara here means is as follows. If I work for you, I'm a socher, I'm your worker, how does the halacha look at my payment? Does the halacha look at it that I finish the job, and then I'm paid at the end of the job, and therefore, if I was Chas V'Shalom contracted to build an Avodah Zarah, when I finish the job, whatever salary it is, certainly is worth more than a pruta. Or is every drop of the job paid for it separately? If we look at it that way, which is called an halacha, Yeshna L'Schiris Metchil V'Atzayif, versus Ein L'Schiris El L'Psayif, so the last bang is what made an Avodah Zarah. And that last bang is not really worth a pruta. And therefore, I could benefit from the rest, because the rest of the work, I wasn't working on Avodah Zarah, because it wasn't yet an Avodah Zarah. I asked Tosfos and derive it, but that last bang, the Shavu Pruta, is mixed in with the rest of my salary, so that should prohibit the entire salary. So Ravid answers the Pashta Teretz. Since the entire Isser to have Hanoah is only Isser the Rabbanan, Chazal weren't Machmer under such circumstances. Tosfos answers, what would be if I did the entire job, and the last bang, the Pachs Meshava Pruta, I don't really care about it that much, because it's less than a Shava Pruta, and the guy who's paying me doesn't really care about it that much, because it's less than a Pruta. In the such circumstances, and we're dealing with an Issur Rabbanan, it's not considered significant, and that's why I could take the entire wage.